done with the club for the umpteenth year or umpteenth time?
I think he's doing great. I thought he played well with it in the game, and throughout the course of him wearing it, it'll probably get reduced a little bit, and he'll find ways to kind of manage that, and he's working with the trainers to try and find something that'll fit from week to week, but I thought he played well with it.
Do you have to limit him at all as far as what you're asking him to do, or is he good enough with it that you can just kind of turn loose?
Well, we took a precautionary measure going into the game. And so if you go back and look, we started him out on third down. And then we saw how he handled that, and he gave us the green light, thumbs up. And we progressed him into more of the mixed down stuff. And by the end of the game, he was fine. So moving forward, we're treating it as he's going to be in a normal rotation.
When you flip, like in dime, I think mostly your third downs, and you have the defensive tackles line up almost like wide nine or very wide linebackers almost, and then the linebackers are inside. Are they in that scheme? Are your outside linebackers defensive tackles?
Yes. Without getting too complicated, we're very versatile. And as we've discussed before, we ask our guys to do many different things. And so you can't look at it as defensive tackle, elephant per se, but there are lining up in defensive tackle positions. But again, we ask those guys to manage what they do very, very well, from being versatile to playing a 3, a 1, a 9, a 7, a 5, a 4, any more numbers, you know. So it's something that we train our guys for constantly. It's something that they enjoy it. It's a lot of creativity put into it. And so it's something that's worked well for us.
I would think that in most 3-4s, the outside linebackers are always running the stunts from out to inside, mm-hmm. and they have to sort of learn inside to outside. Is that something you have to take care of in the training camp and try to get them used to that?
Not necessarily. Again, I'll state again that we teach those guys multiple positions, and in teaching them multiple positions, they learn a scheme, and within that scheme is all the techniques and all the points that you talk about, from the entries, from games and stunts and so forth. So we do a very good job, I think, of installing, preparing, and teaching.
Yeah, how much stress is on your guys with Prescott's mobility as far as keeping him caged inside?
Always with mobile quarterbacks, and we played against one earlier this year, and we did a very good job of him without a couple plays. But for the most part, we do have a plan in place to try and corral him and keep him in. We know that quarterbacks tend to be a mobile quarterback like a Prescott. We want to force him to throw within the pocket as opposed to trying to get outside the pocket and create.
I think Fackrell has like 3 quarterback hits maybe this year. And now with Perry coming back, and Brooks, and you got Matthews, do you have to be conscious of trying to keep his development going?
Most definitely. I think we have a plan in place for Fackrell as well. I see him sort of developing into that Dayton Jones type of role, being that role type of player. I hate to use the word setup guy, but, you know, Dayton was a very good guy, particularly in that role. And so I think that Fackrell is developing relationships within Clay. He's developing relationships with Perry and so forth. So he's getting a lot of good work. and taking advantage of a lot of good work, and he's playing very well.
Winston, what do you think of what you've gotten so far from Brooks? He's dealt with a concussion, his back's bothering him. What do you think?
When he's on the field, very good. Made some plays and playing very, very tough. And is in more of a mode of a playmaker type. And so as long as we can keep him healthy and stand on the right path, he's going to do some good things for us. Definitely.